March 12th, we're coming. Ivan Carr. Magic Life of Ivan Carr. Yeah, it'll pick up everything. As you were saying, before the art scene.
I lived in Brooklyn. I was born in a place north of New York City called the Bronx, but I have no memory of that place.
The Bronx.
I think we left when I was 1 year old, and we moved to another curious district called Queens, I think it was. Yeah. And we stayed there for a little while. And I remember only that there were some gypsies on the street, and that the thing to do was to run by their window, make a face, and run again. And that's all we did.
I was 3 years old then.
No, they were considered, the gypsies at that time were considered very threatening, dangerous.
Right.
And carry you off.
What year were you born?
1926.
Yeah.
In June.
In the Bronx.
In the Bronx. That's what I've been told. There's no record of me having been there.
Oh, really?
No. There's no landmark, as it was.
Not yet.
Anyhow, we moved to Brooklyn, and I think my life became much more significant then. And we lived in the center lands, in Midlands, parts of Flatbush, and at the edge of a district called Borough Park. Mm-hmm. And these places are sort of anonymous territory. Flatbush itself has handsome tree-lined streets and tall apartment houses along the main boulevards.
Would you live in an apartment house?
I lived in an apartment house. We moved every year. It was during the Depression, and if you moved in a new apartment house, they would give you 3 months free rent.
Oh,
and so we moved. And my father liked also that the house should be very new and fresh and bright. We moved about every year, every 2 years, we definitely moved. To live in a house for 2 years was not good. It was not considered good style, good taste. So I lost my friends every 2 years. I had to cultivate a new circle. And it was very unsettling. And I went to public schools there, and then I went into a high school. And I didn't do well in high school. I was very distracted. The war had begun, Erasmus High School. And I was very, very militant. Interested in being a fighter for the government.
Right.
And I was very distracted by the Goyals as well.
Oh,
but before that, long before that, my father used to take us, when I was very young, when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, we used to go every Sunday to the Center of Cultural Activity in Brooklyn, which was the Brooklyn Museum.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go there to listen to the band concert,
mm-hmm.
which was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I remember the nice man, little Italian conductor, they used to play Rossini and other nice things. And we then went there just for that, and I remember, then you left after the band concert. There was nothing else to stay there for, because music was the thing at that point. But then I remember, I guess maybe that was at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. I know that after one day by mistake, we hung around a few minutes later, and then another orchestra came in, and this one actually had strings. It was an orchestra with strings, not just a brass band. And we stayed for that, and we realized symphonic music had a greater depth and dimension
than
Mr. this little brass band, which played Rossini, and then we began to hear people such as Brahms and others, Then we used to go for the really more majestic event, the string concert. Then we realized it's possible that in the midst of all this, this museum, there were other things beside the concerts, and we began to wander around the rooms.
And I
took a great deal of interest, and they had a wonderful Egyptian collection,
Right.
And it was everything was beautifully cataloged, and I was very impressed that things had survived 4,000 years and so. And I guess I imagine earlier, when I was 10, 11 years old, I already remember having illustrations of American painters mostly,
mm-hmm.
and they're mostly the 1930s painters, mm-hmm. In my own room. Mm-hmm.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I had a sister, and we both used to be interested in more or less the same thing, though I had the action painters of the period, Midwestern painters.
Thomas Hart Benton,
I remember, he was crucial for me.
Right.
Luigi Lucioni, tree painter.
Oh,
the only one I remember, I think. And
Curry.
John Stewart Curry. And that famous flood scene, which everybody had in their room.
Grant Wood.
Grant Wood was too intellectual for me at that point. Who was it now? It was not behind John Stewart Curry. I don't remember the flood scene. It was very famous. There was a Franz Marc, that blue horse, hated from the beginning, and I never took that in. And I remember the New York Post issued prints of Van Gogh,
mm-hmm.
and we bought those
mm-hmm.
through the post with coupons, very reasonably. I remember the sunflowers were the most important print, and that was in my mother's room.
Mm-hmm.
And the old woman sitting in the chair also was kept for a very special one. We had those actually framed,
mm-hmm.
And the whole house was full of these prints from the New York Post
mm-hmm.
and other prints that I'd picked up. And I must have been maybe 9, 10, 11 years old, and I remember these very, very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept going to the Brooklyn Museum, and I kept looking at things. And I was very interested in pictures and spectacles and scenes, but there wasn't much encouragement, I suppose, in my own community in the Midlands of Brooklyn and Erasmus High School. The classes were
mm-hmm.
terribly overcrowded, and there was very little focus on the arts, and the war was on, and it was a turbulent period, and
mm-hmm.
I was distracted by girls, as I said. There was really not much to be done, and I didn't graduate.
Yeah.
I remember that they thought I was a very